In Fayette County, Pennsylvania, the rustic ruins of a coal mine sat vacant for decades. But now, a local artist is transforming the ruins into an outdoor art gallery. 90.5 WESA's Adelina Lansonese reports.
Rachel Sager is the accidental owner of a coal mine.
It was all about the coal. You know, there wasn't any grass here. Nothing was green. It was all black, like literally black, from the coal and the shale.
Sager, who comes from a coal mining family, purchased property 3 years ago near Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Little did she know, that property included a coal mine called Banning No. 2. The mine is all boarded up, and when Sager bought it, the vast processing plant surrounding the mine sat roofless and empty. Sager calls it the ruins. High concrete walls covered in vines and moss form a grand architectural skeleton. But Sager isn't just an accidental coal mine owner. She's also a mosaic artist. Or in her words,
I am a forager mosaicist.
And she says Banning No. 2 is her artistic calling.
And I remember thinking, having a little bit of panic, actually, because as a mosaic artist, I felt like a gauntlet was being thrown down at my feet. Like, what are you going to do with this, Rachel? This is the challenge of your life right here.
So, Sager created the Ruins Project, a collaborative long-term art installation. She invites mosaicists from all over the world to leave their marks on the walls of Banning No. 2's sprawling processing facility.
This represents the molten steel, and it's just like a tongue of red coming out of the wall. It's just beautiful. It's all Italian.
There are dozens of mosaic installations here now, and Sager is happy to tell me the story behind each one.
Oh, there's Henrietta. She's the second to newest installation. Do you see her back there?
Oh, she's a
very large porcupine.
Jenny Case is participating in a workshop at the ruins. Case is an amateur mosaicist from eastern Pennsylvania. She crouches before a wall, completing the project's biggest installation to date.
There's something about this particular workshop, though. There's a letting go. I guess you know you're going to do that. You're leaving it here, and other people who come can add to it because it's a public space.
Her shale and rock mosaic portrays a massive coke oven, a brick domed chamber used to heat coal into coke, the coke used to make steel. Bright flames of yellow and red glass flicker inside the mosaic oven's belly, but instead of embers shooting out of the top, there are delicate glass bumblebees swarming. The coke oven is also a beehive. Thousands of coke ovens dotted the landscape here a century ago. The Banning No. 2 mine opened in 1902. The coal there was some of the purest in the nation, situated on the densely rich Pittsburgh coal seam that runs through the mountains of four states. In 1946, Banning No. 2 closed for good, following a rock fall that killed three men.
I feel like those walls have been kind of a quiet memorial to them. Even before I started the art, they seemed like they were, in some ways, this big, quiet mausoleum.
Through mosaic, Sager wants to honor this area, which fell into poverty after the mines tapped out. She'd like the Perryopolis region to become a tourism hub. The ruins happen to abut the Great Allegheny Passage, a 150-mile bike trail that spans Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland. And Sager hosts paid tours of the site to passing cyclists.
I have struggled many, many times over the years with coal being used as a four-letter word. Just the people surrounding coal being less than somehow. And by doing this, I'm bringing people from all over the world. And I help them to see it in a different way. And it works. They do. They see it in a different way.
This summer, Sager says she hopes the ruins will be teeming with visitors, and a chance for her to showcase coal country as a work of art. Adelina Lansinis, 90.5 WESA News.